Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Last night, we witnessed the first half of the second debate of Democrats vying for their party's presidential nomination. It was anything but electrifying. A few candidates did try to distinguish themselves from the far-left progressive wing of the party, but found themselves caught in the trap of being pulled back in. Former Congressman John Delaney of Maryland told socialist Bernie Sanders that he was wrong about Medicare for all. He said middle-class taxes would be raised and health care choices would still not be great. He argued that there is a big difference between Medicare for all versus healthcare choice. While Sanders denied Delaney's contention, the Associated Press fact check found, quote, taxes would have to go up significantly as the government takes on trillions of dollars in healthcare costs now covered by employers and individuals, end of quote. Elizabeth Warren suggested that if we tax the rich and corporations more and more, the middle class wouldn't have to worry about an increase in healthcare costs. While most Democrats pandered to the millennials by suggesting they would cancel student debt, there was a debate about how that could be done. Perhaps none of them were aware of the June 24, 2019 USA Today piece that suggested, quote, the most obvious thing to say is that proposals like this are arbitrary and inequitable. They make fools out of people who scrimped and saved, ate ramen noodles, and slaved away at jobs to keep their borrowing down. The repayment plans are also unfair to people who have already paid back their loans. They undermine the concept of debts as legal obligations, end of quote. Accusations were made that the Trump administration relishes in the prospect of putting people, especially children, in cages at the border. Many of the candidates solely blame Donald Trump for the cages that reek of human rights abuses. But the so-called cages used at detention facilities were first built and used by the Obama administration, and no Democrat candidate is going to dare attack Barack Obama. It should be noted that recent photos of people in cages attributed to the Trump administration are actually photos taken of those cages in 2014 during Obama's tenure in the White House. Mayor Pete Buttigieg acknowledged racial problems in his town of South Bend, Indiana, said we would have to rethink our use of force policy. He didn't mention what lethal impact that might have on law enforcement officials. Former Congressman Robert, who calls himself Beto O'Rourke, called for reparations. He never said how they would be paid out or to whom or where the funds would come from. He never addressed what would happen a year after reparations were paid and things hadn't really changed in the U.S. and whether or not we'd have to initiate a Reparations II Act. And Senator Amy Klobuchar took President Trump to task for saying Baltimore is home to many rats. She didn't note that the former Baltimore mayor, who had to step down due to corruption allegations, said on more than one occasion that the town smelled of rats and feces. The one thing they all agreed upon was that Donald Trump was bad, evil, racist, homophobic, and on and on. Now, they agreed that any improvement of the economy or employment rates for minorities had nothing to do with any of Trump's efforts. We were also told that the dire climate change deadline is now at 10 years, not 12. Now, once again, the candidates are all pushing further and further to the left, while many cling to a more moderate life raft just in case. Finally, Jake Tapper was a fair moderator, but Don Lemon is anything but a real moderator, left-wing from the get-go. My commentary tomorrow will be on tonight's second part of the second debate. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.